You're listening to SBS News.
The National United Firefighters Union of Australia has called on Prime Minister Scott Morrison to abandon plans for a royal commission and instead audit and implement the findings of past inquiries. There have been nearly 60 formal public inquiries, reviews and royal commissions related to bushfires and fire management since 1939. A royal commission has wide-ranging powers, but it can cost tens of millions of dollars to set up. Peter Marshall is the National Secretary of the United Firefighters Union Australia, and he told Melbourne radio station 3AW that a royal commission is not the answer.
Royal commissions, they're not a walk in the park. The Black Saturday one in 2009 went for 165 days. There was 100 lay witnesses that gave evidence for that. Many of those people had to relive trauma that they experienced during those horrible fires.
Mr. Marshall also believes it's too early in the season to call for a royal commission, and the people who really know the answers to how fires should be fought are busy actually fighting them at the moment.
Our fire season's normally February, March. As we speak, there's actually people out on the front line fighting fires around the country. Those people are the ones who will tell us is in relation to anything that is deficient regarding the current firefight.
But three state branches of the United Firefighters Union, Queensland, South Australia and Western Australia, have pushed back, saying that a royal commission is what's needed. The Secretary of the South Australian United Firefighters Union, Max Adlam, says what's needed is a national approach rather than the state-based approach of previous inquiries.
While there have been investigations and inquiries in the past, they haven't been at a national level in a comprehensive way in circumstances that acknowledge some of the underlying or underpinning links to climate change, for example. So we think this is much broader than any of the investigations that have been held in the past.
She says they've joined with a number of other states who feel there's a need for a national royal commission. The unions of WA, South Australia and Queensland have linked up with the New South Wales Fire Brigade Employees Union, the New South Wales Volunteer Firefighters Association and the Public Service Association of New South Wales. The Secretary of the Fire Brigade Employees Union, Leighton Drury, agrees that what's required is a nationwide inquiry.
But I think it's important that, you know, when you've got such a national, disaster, that you do need to have, you know, a national, you know, response. I think one of the problems that we've seen with the inquests and the reviews that states, they sometimes get the review that they ask for. Whereas a royal commission obviously has a whole bunch of, you know, independent and powers that can, you know, dig into things.
Max Adlam says they're not looking for a fight. They want to get the best possible outcome in future bushfire situations.
What we're interested in is that both the people fighting these fires and the community generally are made safer by better planning, resourcing, training, and so on. So that's the reason we're calling for it, not to attack anybody or have a fight about this, but so that everybody can come together at this time when, you know, there is a mood for it, I believe, that people want to actually work together and make this the best that it can be.
But National leader Peter Marshall still believes that the time for this discussion will be when the fire season is over in a few months.
You know, we've got a long way to go yet. And, you know, you would examine some of the issues that actually emerge from the fire season and the firefight after the event in the cold light of day.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison is preparing to take a proposal for a bushfire royal commission to the federal cabinet. The proposed inquiry would look at the potential for a national state of emergency and how to build resilience to future fires. Alan Lee, SBS News.